town you never heard of. Hey everybody, welcome to the Common Folk Podcast with Ben, Morgan, and Andy.
Welcome back to Common Folk.
Let's go. Podcast for the people, by the people.
There it is.
I'm going to mix it up a little bit today. Let's start talking a little bit about Barn Owl.
Oh, I like talking about them first.
BarnOwl.tech. So we're getting the deer area down in the woods set up this week, and we've been watching the Barn Owl camera. I started messing with it, and I remember them telling me that, number one, there's a new cam coming out that they're sending us that we're going to review.
Yep.
And number two, that there was a and they've developed the app. So like the, what do you call it, like the native app that would work on the phones now.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I thought there already was an app.
Well, prior to, you were using actually a website link that you could kind of make look like an app on your phone. And it was, when you click on it, still go to that website link and it would be functional, but it's not as user-friendly as a true app. But the true app is out. I downloaded it yesterday.
Nice.
I've been using it. The functionality is great. It works very similarly to how the other one worked with a couple of other features. But one of the features that's super cool that they've added is you can take live shots.
Oh.
So I can go to the camera and I can just say, hey, show me what you're seeing right now.
Like the Ring.
Yeah, kind of like that, I guess. Yeah, I don't use the... Yeah, the Ring. Yeah, if we pull the Ring up.
Door handle.
Like, you could go live, right?
Yeah, and I haven't played with this too much, but so far what I've done is like you just trigger, like basically you're triggering a photo event or whatever, and so it takes a picture and then it sends that to you, and you see what's going on there right at that moment.
Can I get the app on my phone too?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yep. So that's a super cool feature. The true app, all that works great. Just like anything else you would expect as far as how quality apps on your phone works. So. The Barn Owl cameras, if you're not familiar with what we're talking about, these are portable devices that you can mount, hang. There's all kinds of mounting, what would you call it, accessories.
Brackets, kits. Yep. Yeah, and all your typical ones that you could buy at your local hardware store works too. I mean, they're right in line with what you would think of as like a trail camera or security camera.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's what they look like with some cellular antennas coming off of them. Mm-hmm. They do sell the mounting kits, which we've got their universal kits, and you can fit it on just about anything. But yeah, surveillance, as you mentioned, is a big thing. Monitoring your herd, monitoring a field, monitoring a barn, monitoring whatever you want to monitor. We monitor our road up here, traffic in and out. I see a lot of that. It's got AI technology where it recognizes what it's seeing. So it'll send you a message and say, hey, and this has kind of changed in the last few weeks too. It'll send me a notification. It'll say, a vehicle's been detected or a person's been detected, because I may not want to click on it because I might get a lot of notifications, but I see that and I'm like, oh, the person, that's weird for a person to be there. So I click on that and I can see who's, you know, what's walking
Is it
around.
A ghost?
Did you ever figure out?
No, no ghosts.
We're getting to that.
Not
time.
Yet.
Yeah. Did you ever figure out whose dog that was? Cause it was weird. We saw Ben got a notification. It was like animal. I don't know. Did it say dog? And he was like, just random Joe Schmo.
Yeah, it says animals.
Dog is up here, and so he alerted his mom. Like, it's very helpful.
Yep.
Okay, side note, I'm a little bit random today.
Wait, are we done with Barn Owl, or were you going to something else?
No, it's still Barn Owl.
Okay.
Do you think that if they had a commercial, like, they would hoot like an owl? Like, you know, if it was like a commercial
like a
spot?
Line?
Yeah, like, hoo-hoo.
Well, we...
Do they have live?
I don't even know how to answer that.
Get to work on it.
Wait, you're the marketing guy. I'm just saying, don't you think it would be? The sound bit would be like,
woohoo.
There you go, right?
Maybe it would be, yeah.
Okay, sorry.
Certainly could be.
You can see where my brain's at
today.
Hooting
owl.
Not focused.
All right, so anyway, Barn Owl, check them out. It's coming up on the holiday season if you're looking for... a great gift. These are pretty solid. As I said, cellular connected. It goes right to your phone. You can make them solar powered if you want. Never have to replace batteries. BarnOwl.tech. Woo-hoo. They got lots of sales on there right now. And 10% off if you use our code FARMFOCUSED, all one word. So check it out.
Check him out.
Barn Owl.
Oh, see? He's getting on it. He just didn't want to hoo-hoo. He said it like really powerful. Barn Owl.
Barn Owl.
So
it's like the Iosauron or something. Always on.
Yes. Right.
Always watching.
Speaking of that, that's a good transition into what we're going to talk about today.
Pure evil?
Is. Oh. Andy brought this topic up. So the question is HOAs, homeowners associations, that's what that stands for, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is HOAs the end of the 12-year-old boy's fun?
Big time. Big time. They're out
what
to
else are they the end of?
It's like the 12-year-old boys versus the Karens.
What, you know, and just as a whole, it's like I heard it as one of like the seven things you need to live your life by.
Okay.
You know, it turns up in a couple of those books and from famous authors where one of the rules is do not move to a place that has an HOA.
Mm-hmm.
Stay as far away from HOAs as possible. And I'm in the middle of one, you know, mm-hmm. You know, and it's just amazing to me that, how thankful I guess I am now that I have people helping me, understand that my yard can get a little tall and that could be mowed. That color that you want to paint your house new, that's a little too outlandish. We gotta tone that down a little bit. Maybe a more of a taupe.
Not
green that you were thinking of with a yellow trim. No, we can't. Don't want that. So it's
pool that you want in the back. You better make sure that is.
You
got to get like that legal.
Ooh, does that have the right type of fence? Are you sure that's 36 inches tall? you know, so like it's this whole wave of, you know, some people call them Karens. No, these are people that just really care about my well-being and want our home to be as nice as it possibly can be. So.
So clearly today we're talking about
hear any sarcasm in your voice.
Homeowners associations and how much Andy loves them. When I worked a corporate job, we moved multiple times and lived in states and in neighborhoods that had HOAs. So I've got some experience with those.
Mm-hmm.
And then now, you know, where we live here, where, you know, we've been back home for a number of years now, where we work and we record the podcast and where I grew up out here in the country, obviously is not an HOA. Right down the street where we all live is a small lake community that gives you kind of like the, you know, it's kind of some of the best of both worlds. Like you're kind of rural, but you're also in a community.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not too far away from things. Like some people think you're too far away, but you're really not. So it's a nice combo, but there is what you would consider like an HOA there.
Mm-hmm.
Although that one's a little bit different than the other ones we've been in. I'll dig into that a little bit, but basically we wanted to talk about these things and, you know, what purpose do they serve and what do people really think? Really, you really only ever hear about them when people are bitching.
Exactly.
It's usually only when there's bad stuff going on.
And I do want to make a point. Like we even haven't had a run-in with our HOA.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and our neighbors have. Our neighbors are kind of always going back and forth over, is that building long enough? Is it short enough? You know?
Like with you?
All these things. Well, no. Just come, like what Ben's saying, the only time you hear about them is when people are bitching about it.
Okay. Yeah. I thought maybe they were turning you in.
We've never been turned in for anything, and we've never been called in for our yard being out of order or anything like that.
It's just... Yeah.
It's just, you know, we do have to pay our fees. And you know, that question does come to mind, like, well, what are we paying these for? Mm-hmm. You know, from time to time. Yep. So, it just kind of, I like freedoms. I like my freedoms.
Yeah.
You know, like, I mean, I'll go so far as to, like, if you own a restaurant or a bar, I mean, I think it should be up to you if they smoke in it or not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you allow smoking, that should be on the patrons. You know, like I shouldn't be able to tell you, hey, I don't smoke and I'm the healthiest guy there is.
Yeah.
So you can't smoke around me.
Yeah.
And also, Mr. Business Owner, you can't allow your patron to do what they do. Like this place was built for two reasons, to have a beer and us have a smoke after work.
Mm-hmm.
And now you can't do half of that. And that's just commonplace in everyone. So like, and I feel a lot of times we see these rules and regulations come out of left field with these HOAs. And just feel like, how many more freedoms can we take? I thought this was my house. I thought this was my property. Mm-hmm. You know, I can't help but get that feeling. So I get a little aggravated here and there.
I agree with you. I mean, there's a lot of that. I think I want to know, like, why do HOAs exist? And I've got some some reasons that I think why, but you know, when you're talking about like that bar, like if someone pops up a neighborhood bar and they want to allow smoking, they should be allowed to. And if people don't want to be in it, yeah, then don't go in
then
it
buy.
And don't go
nope.
spend,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I agree
it's
with
making
that.
Me go
right?
in
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
Yeah. The problem with that concept in a, on a neighborhood or on a house is that if people do whatever they want to do, you don't actually have a choice to not be a part of it.
Right.
And it most likely can negatively affect you in terms of your home value, your resale right. ability,
yep.
like those kinds of things,
yep.
right? So I think
exactly.
at the core,
oh,
that's probably what a lot of it is.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, I just wrote down a couple of notes. Like what's the point of these HOAs really? I mean, from what I have seen, one is to protect resale value.
Mm-hmm.
In some cases, there's safety things.
Sure.
We'll get into that.
Oh, and this one is so fantastic. It has a beach area, public access fishing areas for people.
Yep.
Like
yep.
This
yep.
one provides a lot of really good things. So, the pool,
yeah, right.
the community
yep.
hall. Yeah, recreation. So like
yep.
ours, I feel, is so much, offers so much more than your typical one on like the outskirts of Omaha.
Yeah, no, exactly. Just a couple of quick things and then I'll comment on that. In some cases, utilities management.
Mm-hmm.
We've lived in neighborhoods where like your HOA dues pay for the trash service.
Yeah.
Like they've negotiated a deal with a specific trash company that says you can have the whole neighborhood if you will lower your price to this, you know, or whatever. So it gives them yeah. like negotiating ability.
There's some value there. The HOA is taking care of it for you.
Right, right. You were talking about recreation. So yeah, I mean, in ours, in what we pay and what we get access to is actually pretty good. But like another one that we lived, I'm trying to think, like it might have only been one other one that we lived in. I think it was Tennessee that had a true HOA.
Okay.
But we paid just as much as we do now, but the neighborhood had a pool.
Mm.
So it maintained okay. a neighborhood pool
yep.
that only the people in the neighborhood could go to. You could have friends too, whatever.
Right.
And then there was like neighborhood, like, well, it also maintained like the street lights. That wasn't a city thing. It was trash.
Yep.
There would be like this big fountain in the front of the neighborhood. It maintained that, did those kinds
yeah.
of things.
And the roads too. Like I think snow
in
removal.
Some of them, yep.
Just
yeah.
the straight
some
up
of them,
roads.
That's the case. Yep.
I think ours is.
Probably because the,
yeah.
the local, the association
yeah.
runs trucks. Yep.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's a lot of those kinds of things that come with it. So, you know, there probably is more good than bad, I think. But there's, excuse me, a lot of stuff that comes along with that.
But,
and I think okay. that the biggest issue that causes all this that we can go back to with a lot of things, even modern day politics and all the other stuff that's going on in the world, is freaking social media, man.
Okay, it's social media, but it's also, I mean, I'm getting older, so I feel like it's older people having nothing else to do.
Ooh, yeah.
There's a lot of that.
Yeah. Seriously,
I mean,
they're like looking out their window and they're like, yeah. oh, damn, that ain't the shade of red that they said, so I'm just going to turn them in. Nope, you can't yeah. be doing that. Like, nope, they didn't put 12 feet
yeah.
from the street. You got to cut back your grass.
Yeah.
I'm gonna call somebody. Mind your own goddamn business.
Right.
Like,
and,
is it yeah. really bothering you, the color of my shop, my door? Are my gutters the wrong color that don't? Like, that is all dumb.
Yeah.
That's just dumb.
I had a buddy who lived in an acreage community that had an HOA.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this acreage community only had, like, I'm going to get all this wrong, but it's going to be pretty close. 15 to 20 houses in it.
Okay.
And they had an HOA.
Then so, you're talking about like 3 acres to 7 acres, something like that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I think his might have been...
Like five?
Ten. I mean, I think it might have been 10.
Oh,
10?
Okay.
I don't remember
yeah.
for sure, but... So this HOA, they had a road that went right down the middle of this, so they mm-hmm. maintained that road. They had a community well, you know, it would pay for that,
okay.
those kinds of things.
Water, all right.
right, but they had the rules, like Morgan's talking about with, or like you talked about earlier, with the certain colors you had to use,
yeah.
certain materials you had to use.
Mm-hmm.
So my buddy moves in there, it's this big-ass house, lots of property, nothing on the property. He's like, I'm putting a shop up, I'm a shop guy, I want all this stuff. So he just goes and does it. He knows they've got some rules, but he's like, screw it. I'm doing it. What are they going to do? they came after him.
Andy's dying. Laughing.
What am I? What are they?
Yeah.
So and what did they do?
I think he even tried to or successfully joined the board so that he could get around all of it in one way or another.
Yeah.
Or at least try to influence it.
Oh, before he started it?
I don't remember if it was before, or during, or what, but that didn't work either.
No.
So he ended up having to go back, change a few things.
Yeah.
I think still didn't meet their requirements.
Oh, yeah.
Eventually moved out of there, not necessarily because of that, but much sooner than I would have expected him to move out of there. So that, you know, that thing became a mess for him, but it was, it didn't, you know, it didn't meet their,
yeah,
their visual standards.
But I just, I get
some of it. Like,
oh,
you,
my gosh.
you want to uphold this certain, you know, look and level and all this kind of stuff, because it does affect other people's property values, you know, as far as that stuff goes. But
where does the, I guess that's the thing. And right. I get it. Where's the line stop? But enough.
It's a slippery slope, right?
I mean,
right?
Exactly. And I get it. So I guess I'm more concerned about safety and things of that sort than like what thing is painted, and if you let your grass grow, and if maybe you're playing your music too loud. Like, oh my gosh, come on now.
I feel like it's a combination of all the worst of the worst of people. Mm-hmm. Okay, for starters, I'm too lazy to speak up for myself and tell my neighbor, hey, your barn is an eyesore and it's not upkept, and you know, we're trying to have a nice community here. Would you spruce the place up a little bit, you mm-hmm. know? So I want an organization to do that for me, because I don't want to be the bad guy. The HOA is the bad guy.
True.
Okay, then so now you're giving this entity power, and they don't want to do their work either. They don't want to use what you're calling common sense. Like, look at it and say, like, okay, you're supposed to be 12 foot off the road. This is technically only 10 and a half.
Mm-hmm.
We'll let this go. There's none of that, because they don't want to actually spend time, effort on it either.
Yeah.
Like, and also, we've already given up all of our, you call it rights. We've already given up our rights because I'm too lazy to do anything for myself. I want you to do it. So, like, what kind of a position am I in now, where now I'm going to piss and moan about it? No, it's too late. And also, play by the rules. You live here. You signed up for it. You knew that our sheds, our shops, have to have a Dutch-style roof with the certain type of, you know, sometimes they don't like the tin roof look. You know, they want the fancy Greco-style shingles or whatever it is. And if you don't follow it, they're going to come after you. And they a lot of the experiences that I hear are just the stories you hear in general. They don't use any common sense or reasoning, or, you know, they don't look at it, you know, spot by spot. It's just like, nope, that's not 10 foot off the road, or that's not 12 foot. No good.
Didn't we have an issue when we were building our house? Like, well, something and that to was, the side? Or
I mean,
was
there
it
is
the
there is certain
standards?
Rules about... Okay. Yeah, you have to have certain spacing and, like you said, so much off the road and all these kinds of things that you have to follow when you're building. But it was kind of a pain in the ass, because there were some things that we wanted to do that wouldn't fit within those guidelines.
Yeah.
And, you know, we couldn't get approved. But in the end, I mean, if some of the stuff makes sense, it's just that, you know, some of these places, like as an example where we live, you know, that community was started in like,
The 80s.
I think it was like the 70s.
70s.
Maybe even before.
Okay.
So they've got some rules in there and guidelines that fit 70s era homes that don't fit 2020s era homes.
And they're too lazy to change it.
Yeah. And nobody will do it. Yeah. It doesn't even matter. Like, you bring it up to them and they're like, oh, it's just the rule. It's just how it is. Like, as an example, here's one that's really stupid. That's simple for people to understand. The majority of houses being built today have three-car garages.
Mm-hmm.
That's just kind of like the standard build anymore.
Mm-hmm.
In that community, because it's a lake community, almost every road ditch is a waterway making its way to the lake in one way or another.
Right.
So your driveway goes over a waterway, meaning you have to have a culvert in your driveway. They only have approved culverts wide enough to fit a two-car garage.
Which is so dumb.
So if you put a three-car garage up, you have to have a tiny entrance to your driveway, because you can't have a culvert long enough right? To have a wide enough driveway. Yeah. Like, that's just a dumb common sense rule that it's like, come on, guys. Like, if you want our faith in you, some of those kinds of things are just common sense, basic stuff.
And the remember when we had Kyle Lichtenberg here and we were kind of talking about subjects like this?
Yeah.
And he's on a lot of boards. He's very involved in his community. He does not want to hear people say, well, that's the way it is. And, you know, he's like, no, bring that to the board and we can make changes. Don't just, like you're saying, piss and moan about it on Facebook. Bring it to the board.
Yeah.
But I would assume, I don't know, that that one's been brought up.
You know, I know I brought, it up. So you
have. Yeah. So I know it's been brought up.
Yeah, and I got told, sorry for you.
Yeah.
But also, I was able to pick out certain houses around the community that went ahead and made a longer culvert.
Oh, dear.
And show that to them and was told, whatever's happened in the past is the past. We can't speak for any of that. But this is what the rule is now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but maybe if you knew that guy, you might have been probably.
A lot of it goes back to
there's a lot of that, too. There's a lot of that, too. Yeah. Like, my grandson can have that type of a vehicle or that type of a boat on the lake, but you can't.
Yeah.
So that happened in the past. It's grandfathered.
That's part of the problem.
I don't know what we can do.
That's part of the problem that happens with, some of these HOAs is like some of the good old boy network stuff that goes on, right?
And there's a lot of dumb laws. Like, if you really want, there's a book of these, and it's hilarious to read through. But we're going up to Minneapolis. The Huskers are playing the Minnesota Gophers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're going?
I'm just saying the Huskers are.
I got you. Okay.
But I think there's a law on the books, and I thought it was Minneapolis. And this was put in way back in, like, the pioneer days when cars were first coming out, and they weren't too reliable. And for every mile you go out of town, you're supposed to honk your horn so the people in town can hear that and know that you're okay.
Oh, stop.
That's still on the books. That's still on the books.
Like, it's like a law, like you're supposed to do.
Yeah, yeah. So people know you're okay. It's like that. I mean, but that just hasn't been dropped. There's a ton of laws like that that are just out there.
Yeah.
Well, what's when it becomes insanity is when people start getting held accountable to those kinds of stupid laws.
It shouldn't be on
laws.
The books, period.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I mean,
even if they are, it's just like when someone looks at it and goes, well, yeah, that's the rule. Yeah. Mm. Like, why are you questioning it? Mm.
So you think most HOAs have a hard copy handbook, go online, rule by rule, A, B, A1, like.
I think so, yeah. I think most of them do, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And this is it. What does it take to get changed? So you bring it to a meeting, then it all has to get passed, or it's probably not that easy. It probably depends per HOA.
Yeah, I think they all probably operate a little bit differently, but I think the typical path is that they allow the public at their meetings.
Okay.
And then usually the public should be given an opportunity to speak at a certain point in those meetings.
Yeah.
And then you can bring up subjects. And then the problem is that then the board will decide whether that's something they want to consider or not.
Yeah. Mm.
So it's like you don't always just because you bring it up, you don't get it. But then people will go and find these rules, these ways around these particular processes, like getting people to sign things like in the neighborhood and say, then they go back to the meeting. Yeah, I've got over 51% of the community.
Yeah, but what does that really do?
What it does is it shows the board that we've got more than half of the people that live here support this. So you need to take this seriously. So let's sit down and talk about it.
Yeah.
So then they'll do that kind of thing. But then to change like bylaws and those rules, like those handbook rules and stuff like that, typically require over half of the membership to vote on it. Like you have to have a quorum, you have to have a certain amount of people voting on it. And a lot of times they have a really hard time getting enough people involved because you usually only have a few loud people that are interested in making changes. Yep. You don't get the whole group.
That's what I'm saying. We're lazy.
Yeah.
Have someone else do it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So then the rest of the people just kind of sit back. They don't care. They're like, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. So then this stuff doesn't get changed because they don't get enough people to get involved.
Well, and isn't it easier to just leave it, to not change it? Everyone wants easy. So like,
yeah, so what did we hire you for? You know, what did we hire you for? And what's weird is I'll put myself in this lump. Most of the public is stupid. We're all stupid, idiotic, and I don't care about a thing unless it impacts me, you know? But wouldn't you like to have a this board that you speak of, be able to look at something like the culvert issue and say, like, that's stupid. Update that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how many homes do you see that are along?
From their side, if it's not brought up, they're not going to just flip through the 50-page manual.
No, they want to do as bare minimum as possible,
exactly.
too. We all do.
Right, so. Yeah. So is there something that's super annoying right now in the HOAs? Like, that, do you think it's happening everywhere? Like, what do you think is, like, the top annoyance? I mean, you could probably Google that in an HOA.
Like, what's going on with you right now?
I don't know. I don't...
That's got you fired up.
I'm just a bystander to that, you know. But the big war that's going on right now are all these 12-year-olds and 11, 13-year-old boys on e-bikes. You know, they look like little motocross bikes. They look like
I thought you were going to say little hoodlums.
Maybe they are hoodlums. I don't care.
You can't see who they are because they're like full.
Yeah, they got their helmets on even. Yeah. Like, geez, they're being so responsible. They even have helmets
Crazy.
On. We didn't do that. So anyhow, and we also
also did not have an e-bike.
No, ours ran on gasoline, and it was heavy, and it was cumbersome.
It was called a dirt bike.
Yeah. Well, mine was a Kawasaki 90, and it actually was a roadster, but we put knobby tires on it.
But you probably didn't ride it in a neighborhood, Andy.
Okay, you're right.
I think we could have a whole... Excuse me, my...
Are you choking over there?
My
protein bar?
Protein bar here went down the wrong
crying.
Tube. I think we could have a whole discussion on just e-bikes in general, the way those things are gaining steam. But yeah, to add a little bit of context to that, they've become extremely popular.
Mm-hmm.
I think in a lot of areas.
Oh, yeah.
We're seeing it in that small community. And there's a lot of people coming out, like, pissed about it. And it reminds me, Morgan and I have talked about it for a few months because it's just kind of gaining more and more steam. It really reminds me of what you guys were just talking about. When we were kids, we had dirt bikes.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, when I was riding them out here at the farm, that was no problem.
Yeah.
But I had plenty of people when I'd go ride back through those woods and I'd hit, you know, an acreage neighborhood or, you know, make my way down to the river or whatever,
mm-hmm.
that would lose their shit, would call the sheriff.
Oh, yeah.
Would come out and try to grab me by the helmet, you know, whatever. I mean, there was plenty of it.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone gets worked up about these motorized vehicles. That's been a tale since the beginning of time.
But why? Is it because it's dangerous or is it because it's their property and it's stay off my property?
If you're literally disrespecting somebody's property and tearing it up.
Then it's that.
I get it.
Okay.
But most people, it's just that they just don't like what they're doing.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of these kids are breaking some rules and need some checks and
yes,
things like
they
that.
Are. These are some bad boys. These are these guys.
And I'm not saying that I didn't break any rules when I was riding dirt bikes and stuff. I probably did. But it was surprising to me and kind of funny to me that these kids are riding around in the neighborhood on these things that are no different than what I used to ride. Just the only difference is that they don't make the engine noise.
Yeah, they're quiet.
Which actually is scarier. Because, again, then they pop out of somewhere and you're like, oh, crap, like, I almost hit you type of thing. Where you hear a motor or an engine and it's loud.
Right. It's, it's funny, too, and I said we could talk about this e-bike thing for a while, that they call them e-bikes because that, to me, implies that's the bike is short for bicycle.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a bicycle.
It's not
an electronic bicycle.
Right.
It's a freaking motorcycle. It's got a motor on it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they make those bikes where you still have to pedal, and then you've got a little electronic, like, boost to it.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
These ones don't have pedals on them.
Yeah. This is the real deal. Most of these, yeah.
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 So it's just funny to me that has taken off, and I just knew it was going to be a matter of time. And this was probably like at least 6 months ago
happening. It was a while ago when I first noticed.
Yeah, and I remember telling Morgan, oh, God, someone is going to blow up. Something is going to happen with these kids. You know it's going to.
Yeah.
And here we are.
But here my mind, and we talked about this again too, is, again, I just get worried about safety.
Yeah.
I really do. Yeah. I am a little scared on motorized things.
Sure.
I mean, I've... ran into things before and not been able to operate a real dirt bike because, you know, you like squeeze the handle more and you get more tense and then you go faster.
Yeah. One of the funniest things I ever saw was one of my buddies. He got a brand new Honda 150, real nice.
Mm-hmm.
And we all drove old piece of crap, you know, and you really had to crank on it, mm-hmm. to, you know, to make it go.
You had to kind of like kick and on yeah. the ground and get it rolling to get it going, and then finally the motor would catch up.
The first time he got on that and he, you know, he hit the throttle like he would on one of our old mm-hmm. POSs, it goes flying up and he's like chasing it.
Getting drunk behind it. Yeah.
See, that would, so, I don't know. So I guess I just get worried because just in a neighborhood itself.
Do you think you're in like the early stages of Karenism?
I mean, I guess you could throw me in there, but I'm not. Mm-hmm. I mean, I did yell out the car window the other day at a kid.
Yeah.
So no, that's totally God. A Karen.
You're more than the early stages. You're getting in advanced stages.
Well, again, I could have run him over. The jackass was in the middle of the street.
And I'm not in the business
coming
of
over
that,
yeah. a hill.
Yeah. I understand. Yeah.
I didn't call his parent, and I knew who it was.
Did you post about it on Facebook?
I did not post about it on Facebook. Oh, I talked to a friend about it. They're trying to make rules.
So you're only like level...
Ooh, level more rules.
Two, level three.
They
Karen.
Are. They're oh, trying yeah. to make rules,
That's
Andy.
What I love that. Oh, that'll be good.
Andy, so Andy, you're in the camp of F it. Let him go.
Live and let live.
Yeah, so I was in the same boat as you on this one, Ben, mm-hmm. where... like 6 months ago or maybe even longer ago, there was a group of five or six boys popping wheelies in front of our house. And there was a 13-year-old girl watching them on her deck and like, you guys are crazy. And like, so yeah. they're, you know.
Oh, they're
like
showing off.
Yeah. And I mean, I was impressed with the wheelies they were doing. They yeah. could hold that wheelie for a long time. I could never do anything like that.
That's because we had to actually pedal.
yeah, on the bikes. Yeah.
And it's harder to pedal on the wheelie.
Yeah.
And our motorcycles weighed three times as much.
Right, yeah. So, yeah, I'll give myself some grace.
Yeah,
right.
Come on.
But when I saw how much fun those boys were having, and it was a whole group of them, I'm like, this is dead. This is over. Too much fun for these guys. And then a week later, they were on our neighbor's property, which is just an open lot, no house, and they were... ramping off of onto or across the road, you mm-hmm. know, so like where mm-hmm. a culvert would be, yep. like over yep. the little hump there. And yeah, there got to be a trail there. And as soon as I saw that, I'm like, now they're really done. These boys are really toast. You're leaving a trail,
yep.
this dead grass on a piece of property that nothing's on. Yeah. Whoa! And sure as shit, a day later, there's a post put right in the center of it with a no trespassing sign. And I continue my walk and I get down to a corner lot, which I believe is owned by the association. And there was, another couple trails. You can see where they're riding the e-bikes across this grass. That mm-hmm. There's no development. And then there was like five or six steel posts put out with like orange tape across it.
Really?
Like this way, that way. You could tell they had to get out there and... Oh, man, if you add it all up, I bet it's over 700 foot of orange tape trying uh-huh. to stop these e-bikes uh-huh. from driving across this vacant lot from road to road. And I'm like, these goddamn kids, dare they yeah. ride those fucking e-bikes?
They should be inside on video games.
That's what I said. And I deleted that post because I didn't want to put it out there. I wrote a post and then I deleted it. But that's where this is all stemming from, is it finally blew up, and it has been on the association's Facebook page, mm-hmm. and everybody has their 2 cents. And
yeah.
my rebuttal is exactly that. I wish these boys could find something constructive to do, like play video games or death scroll on Twitter in their parents' basement.
Or Uno.
Or play Uno.
Uno would be all right. But
And also, like, you just look at the stats. The good Karen comeback is, well, what about safety? I almost hit one of those little bastards.
That's me.
First off.
Level three.
That kind of helps take care of the problem. That's one less kid, right? You ran away.
Andy.
No, but okay. So what I also put this out there, you know, that I deleted. If you look at the stats, way less, especially boys, 13-year-old boys, get run over in their parents' basement sitting on the couch.
That's
so,
true, like, yeah.
It's a
yeah.
safety measure.
Yeah.
We should really consider, boys, stop doing these things. Stop being outside. Stop riding bikes. All of this stuff. It's just get inside.
We don't want you to get hurt.
I don't want you to get hurt. Safety. And I don't want to be...
I can see that.
And I also don't want to be responsible for hitting your ass. Like, right. you know yep. what I mean? Like,
yep. I'm dead serious about that, Andy.
I'm on board with you, and I get it, but like, they're... if you're going to drive, you need to be a defensive driver and understand. And like what you're saying, that you saw that in the distance, and that's not always going to happen. But
yep.
to think that I can control some of these things, or even entertain the thought that if I just make another goddamn rule, yeah. I won't run over a kid.
Yeah.
No.
But actually,
shit will happen.
So I was talking to somebody yesterday, literally about this, mm-hmm. and
her it's a big thing. It's a big
her
thing.
Her child is 14, and well, almost 14 was like he, but they want him to follow the road rules, right? The rules mm-hmm. of the road.
Mm-hmm.
But he's 14. He doesn't know.
Mm.
Right? Like, I mean, we all know, oh, stop at a stop sign, but you don't know the right of way. You don't know this. So yeah. No, think about this.
You should know.
Maybe there should be a little road course. Like when you drive a motorcycle, you got to pass a little test to drive this bike. I mean, I'm not saying that is the rule that should,
yeah.
but if you think about a 12-year-old yeah. kid, they probably actually... Would Ozzy know, literally, if he comes to an intersection, he has to, does he know it's a two-way stop or a four-way stop? Like,
no,
I guess, you know what I mean? Like, that kind of made sense to me when
little
she
boys,
said that.
Yeah, little boys don't know shit, and I don't even know shit, and things will happen. And I'm not taking the stance that just let them run wild.
No, right.
As soon as I saw those paths starting to be created, you know, across... And one of the bitches was, well, what about the pipeline ground? Oh, my God. Now we're mad that they're driving across the,
an easement. The pipeline.
I didn't quite understand yeah. that.
Like, Jesus
like,
Christ.
Like, were they upset because we're going to expose a pipe?
Well, no. That's just ground that, like, pipes run underneath, you know. That,
and then
that,
it could ruin them?
No. It would ruin the grass that's on top, I guess.
It goes back to what I'm talking about with social media being the problem with all this.
Oh.
It's very easy for people to just sit there and add stupid comments and post stupid mm-hmm. things and say this and say that and not yeah. not be held accountable to it.
Right.
Not even barely be questioned.
So my biggest frustration here is with the adults freaking out, the Karens, right? But also the boys. They should get their asses chewed. People like you yeah. should yell at them, and then they should figure that out.
Mm-hmm.
And then they should figure it out that, okay, we've driven here for a day. If we keep doing this, we're going to make a rut, and we're going to kill some grass, and that could piss somebody. They need to be aware of that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where little boys need to get their asses chewed by
Do you think
grandpa,
next time I
like
should
dad,
stop?
Like they used to, but mm-hmm. they're not.
I should stop my car next time?
So you're getting – Andy's getting to – where my head's been at the whole time you've been saying this.
Oh, what?
Is the problem here how these boys and girls and whoever, I don't want to limit it to a certain
gender
sex or whatever, is the problem here how they're being managed and taught at home? Is there a problem with the parents? And I'm not saying that we have a problem with the parents in this neighborhood because we personally know some of the parents of these kids and have had conversations with them about the conversations they've had with their sons, and they're doing a very good job of it.
Yeah.
But is that where it's at? Is it like, okay, we don't need big government. We don't need HOAs to parent our kids for us. We need the parents to parent the kids,
yeah.
and the things will fix themselves.
Right.
And it goes back to what you were saying earlier, and people can have conversations. So the person who owns the lot that's getting the trails on it,
yeah.
whether it be the HOA, whether it be an individual, can stop that kid and say, hey, I don't want you tearing up my lot, man.
I don't mind you guys cutting across here from yeah. your buddy's house to the recreation area, to the pool or whatever. But come on, you're tearing it up. You're leaving all these lines, like, just, you know.
Yep. Yep.
Help me out here. Help me out.
And maybe in a way, the social media, in a roundabout way, does a good thing where it brings something to light. But then the parents mm-hmm. of these kids see that, maybe didn't realize what the kids were doing. So then it gives them the opportunity when little Johnny comes home that night to be like, hey, mm-hmm. man, this is what people are talking about on social media. If this is you, or was this you, or was this mm-hmm. someone in your group, or whatever, is this what you guys are doing? Look, this yeah. is what you need to be doing. This is how you need to fix this. You also need to go back to that lot that we've now discovered that you've completely tore up and tell that guy that you're sorry. Maybe
right.
maybe yeah. rake it and lay yeah. down some grass seed.
Yeah.
Or something like that. You know, like there's lessons.
I was frustrated yeah. with both sides, and I knew both sides were just, I don't know. And mm-hmm. also, like what you're talking about, not willing to talk. Like,
yeah.
dude, just put your head out the window and say, hey, guys, I don't mind that you're here and ramping and impressing her. You know, that's pretty cool. But you're starting to leave a rut, so could you move it around a little bit?
But don't you think some of the parents will just get super defensive over their kids? That's how they are. People are these days with sports. That's how the teacher's bitch at school is.
And super defensive with their property. With their property, too.
So to your point, Ben, yes, people need to take their and there's enough Ring cameras. Do we not think that, like, you could check your camera and be like, oh, shoot, this was my kid. Okay, let me address it. Instead of, like, again, getting defensive and my kid doesn't do that. No, your kid probably does. Because didn't it scare you? Didn't you say back in the day when you were riding down there, one of the old guys grabbed you by your helmet and scared the shit out of you and you stopped doing that?
Well, it scared me. I wasn't doing anything wrong. He was he was just mad that we were close to his place.
Exactly.
Yeah, so, I was a young kid. I was probably 11, 12 years old, whatever.
So maybe that's not lay hands on somebody, but I don't know, maybe me yelling out the window the other day.
Yeah. I have an odd respect for you yelling at him more than I do. You just putting your head out the window and going, like, somebody needs to do something about that.
Yeah,
or let me post about it. Like, no.
Somebody needs to do something about that. No, no. If,
like, dude, I almost hit you. Get out of the road. Yeah. I mean, I literally was so annoyed.
I think back to the social media thing and these neighborhoods and neighborhood groups, I've seen some things where people, like, let's take kids in vehicles. You know, they're driving to school and they're doing something stupid. They pass somebody in a no passing zone or they're going twice the speed limit through town or whatever.
Yeah.
And someone, like, yes, they are kind of telling on them or whatever. But if I'm the parent and I see that and I recognize, oh, that's my kid's car.
Yeah.
That's the opportunity for me to go talk to my kids. So really where it comes down is, are the parents having those conversations? And again, we know on this particular situation, there are a few of these, the parents that we know are definitely having conversations with their kids. We've heard that, we've talked to them about it, good on them. That doesn't mean they all are, I don't know. But maybe that just fixes itself because they are having those conversations.
Yeah, and I don't know. Like, I just, I knew it was gonna blow up.
Have you seen that gangle of five guys anymore?
No, they're pretty much run off, so. Okay. No more fun for these guys.
No more fun. Either that or they just picked a different area.
So do you guys think, since you guys rode, not these bikes, but bikes like this, is it more fun to ride in the grass than on the street?
Oh, it's definitely fun to ride in the grass.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right.
Well, I mean, they're not like, dirt bikes of our day, they were called dirt bikes.
Yeah.
Well, they're not. Okay, true.
I mean, they had off-road tires. That's where you were meant to ride. Mm-hmm. Plus, you crashed a lot, and it's not fun to crash on the concrete.
Okay.
I mean, it's not fun to crash in the dirt either, but it's a whole lot easier.
It gives a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, and you know where I'm from, so driving around those pastures, that was wild. Yeah. That was always a lot of fun. So, I was very rarely on a road with a motorcycle.
It would be pretty cool if someone had some property, you know, real close to the community that would allow, like, that was big, not just a backyard, that would allow
it would be cool. But the same thing would happen when we were kids. It was always the same conversation.
Oh, what?
Build a place for all these kids to go and do their thing. And then that would happen. And then people would start getting hurt. People would start getting sued. Oh, the places would get shut down.
Okay.
There would be people that would disrespect it. There's always bad apples.
Someone's leaving trash. No, nobody can play. There's an ATV place just on the other side of the bridge, I think on the Iowa side. Mm-hmm. And it was, I forget what it was, 40 acres. I don't know what it was. But it was a place where if you bought a four-wheeler, an ATV, you could go and have some fun. Yep. Just drive around. I don't even know if they had an association, like dues or anything.
Yeah.
But it was kind of set up for anybody to go ride that didn't have a place to ride. And people started getting hit. People were speeding. They shouldn't have been speeding. Mm-hmm. And then it came to a head where two guys hit the ramp at the same time and crashed into each other. And it was a big, bad accident. It's like, all right, no more. No more.
Yep. Oh, it always happens. Okay. Yep. So it does then come down to the parents being on it. Parenting. How about that?
Yeah, and I'm asking these boys, and I expect very little because I was a little boy and I remember. I'm going to be naughty. I'm gonna do naughty things.
Mm-hmm.
Now that Morgan's yelled at me and almost took my life, I'm going to adjust. All right, I'm going to ride my bike somewhere else. I'm going to slow down. I'm going to take this corner differently. You know, it's just it's a process, and it just annoyed me that it has to be such a big, outlandish thing when all it is boys being boys.
Do you think, though, when you're 70, you're going to have that same tune?
I think I am. I don't know.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay. I just wondered, because back to my, you're old and you don't have anything to do.
I was being sarcastic earlier. I don't want boys on TikTok doom scrolling or playing video games in the basement. I want them out on their dirt bikes getting in trouble. And I know that's a very different perspective.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying said.
Yeah, you're right.
It's crabby old people is what I'm saying that are complaining. You don't think you'll be that crabby old person one
day? No. Okay. I think it's – I was even enjoying watching the boys pop wheelies and stuff like that. That's pretty cool.
You're like, man, I wish I could be doing that. Yeah. You guys want to let me borrow that bike real quick?
You guys, what are you doing later? Got some pizza rolls in here. I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
Free candy.
I don't even know. The new Halo movie or something.
Yeah.
Jeez. Well, I don't feel like I'm being a Karen. I do feel like I'm being a safety person, but.
No, and that's good. We need that. Boys need that, right? We need to be yelled at.
I really need to be not kept complaining in
line. Yeah, it's just what they need is, like what you're saying, is
Redirection?
They need to be told. They need to be, like that thing, like, oh, it takes a village, right?
Yeah.
It's not. The parents can't be there all the time. They don't see everything.
Mm-hmm.
So there should be people in the community that can have the trust to be able to redirect when it's necessary.
So would it be good for someone to stop their car and get out and say something
to
them?
As long as you're not losing your shit, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'm not saying that's my next level, my next go-to. I'm just saying.
You have like one of those air horn.
Stop immediately.
Yeah, pull them over.
Per the power given to me of the HOA.
No, but it does appear the problem's taking care of itself, because I haven't seen the pack of boys for quite a while, ever since all the red tape, orange tape has gone up.
So that means it's coming to our side.
I'm sure. Yeah. But this is far from over as far as that thing goes.
But if we get off the e-bike thing in general, if people are listening to this that don't have an HOA and wish they did.
I mean, there's as we talked about
ours
earlier,
there's some good things
about
ours
it.
Ours does.
If I go back to where we lived in Tennessee, there was a lot of people that wanted to do some dumb shit that were just flat out not allowed to do it. And it would have definitely negatively affected us being able to resell our house.
Like what? Have chickens or something?
It could be that. It'd be things like you're talking about, like colors. Like someone wants a neon pink door in a black house.
Yeah, but what does that bother you?
It bothers the people who are going to buy your house. Think about when if you're going to buy a house. No. Not that house. It's the neighbor's house. You see this nice, pretty house over here, beautiful property that you want to buy. It's for sale. You come in, and the one next door to it is an all-black house with a neon pink door.
I mean, I don't like it either, but...
Right, but also you're looking at another house across town that's just as beautiful and doesn't have a neighbor with an all-black house and a neon pink door. Which one are you going to lean towards?
Yeah,
exactly.
I get that.
So your house has now, because there wasn't any rules, been devalued in the eye of a new buyer.
Yep.
And that's just a small example.
But like just color palette. Okay, yes.
There's 100 things it could be.
Yeah.
But
okay.
It does protect property values.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But that does backfire too.
It does, yep.
Have you ever been to the HOA meeting?
No. See, it's, like I said, I'm lazy. Someone else do it.
You want someone else.
When we were in Tennessee, I was on the board, but I was the redneck. Like it was a nice neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we had a neighborhood pool and all this kind of stuff. And I would talk to people, and they'd be like, "Oh, you should come help on the board, you know, whatever." And I was like, "Well, what do you got?" And they're like, "Well, we need a maintenance guy." I'm like, I'll be the maintenance guy.
There we go. I know what's going on there.
So I just drove my truck around the neighborhood. I drove in people's yards. I drove on the common lots. I changed the light bulbs. I made sure the water
pool
was flowing in the fountain. Yeah.
Was that
the toilet wouldn't flush in the clubhouse. I'd straighten the toilet out, you know, whatever.
Was that the era where like really cheap little ATVs, four-wheelers came out, and so everybody had one, you would yell at those guys, boys?
We actually didn't have any in that neighborhood like that. Yeah.
But we did have it. I mean, hello, it's Tennessee. We don't normally get snow. When he had our snowblower, because we had moved from Minnesota, people didn't even know what it was.
Oh, that's
he started running it, and they were like,
what is this thing?
What is this thing? We're like, okay, well,
but
here you go.
Yeah, I've been involved in the HOA from that standpoint, and went to the monthly meetings and helped make decisions and things like that. But it wasn't really that big of a deal. But we definitely had the biggest issue we had was they had this rule that you couldn't have a permanent basketball hoop in your driveway.
Oh, yeah.
A permanent one.
A permanent.
Had to be able to put
it down. You could only have a temporary one, and it had to be put away at night. It couldn't stay out in the driveway.
Geez.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. Yeah.
So there was a lot of people moving to the neighborhood, and they'd go and put a basketball hoop, and then they'd get a letter from the HOA, hey, not allowed to have
that. Got
to
pull that concrete out.
People were so pissed, man.
Oh, I bet.
But I always went back to you. I'm like, look, I get it. Mm-hmm. But it's not going to change. It's going to take too many people to change it, and you're not going to get the people to vote yes. Mm-hmm. It's the rules. It's the rules you were handed before you moved in here and before you built a house.
Yeah.
So you knew what it was.
Yeah.
I mean, you didn't know what it was because you didn't read it, but right. you should have known what it was. Yeah. So I'm sorry, bud. You know, like, that was always the thing. Yeah.
That's all there is to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is what it is. I love that.
It is what it is.
Yeah,
what
are you those kinds
do?
Of things. Yeah.
Oh, so, man, we could go on forever. But yeah, HOA, it is interesting. We've had it all. And I think Andy just needs to live out in like a barn.
No, hey, I love our, I really like what ours provides. And I've never had any run-ins. You know, I just keep my head low and pay our dues.
I'm going to go over to his house and figure something out and call him in.
Do you think... So call him in.
He can get a letter.
Yeah, I don't want them
mail.
On my trail at all.
I'm kidding.
Okay, so I have got a letter for them. I forgot this.
Okay, so what is it?
First time I took my boat out, I was I made a wake.
Oh, Andy.
Oh,
unbelievable.
Yep, in a no wake zone. And I'll never forget it. It was our first time out with our new boat, and we're leaving the mouth of one of the bays, and Ashley goes, I don't think we're out of the no wake zone yet. And I was still like putting, but I, you know, it was about.
She called awake. You on
she
it too.
Called me. I'm like, what? There's no one around. I'm in open water by myself. And yeah, there was a concerned citizen that did view that happen and reported me to the board. And
older person sitting on their deck, Andy. That's what it was.
It could have been. I didn't see anybody on their deck either. I didn't see anybody.
And I'm not bagging on old people. It might be me one day.
Yeah.
You just have a little more time on your
hands.
I'm not
bagging on anybody. They're concerned that wake.
It scared the fish.
I'm sure there's something I don't understand about.
The lakefront property.
I'm not. I'm too lazy to read up on the dangers of an 18 inch versus a 12 inch wake.
Yep. You don't have a seawall to maintain.
Water dynamics.
Yeah. This is all right. You know, it's all right. Do you think
if there wasn't any HOAs that the neighborhoods would like eventually just work themselves out? Like, as an example.
But like pulling a gun on your neighbor because you're pissed off at them is what's going to happen.
Well, there could be things like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But basically like the neighborhoods would start getting like kind of like socially divided. Like people start gravitating towards the neighborhoods that are more like them.
Yeah.
But there's not actually any rules that they have to abide by. But human nature, they would just create some like unspoken or unwritten rules that you'd have to abide by.
Oh my God.
It'd be a tribe.
The popular thing. Versus the hillbilly.
There's no way around it. It's inevitable. Like
It's happening anyway. It's just there's this veil, this mask of, oh, it's the HOA. It's not me. It's the HOA.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. This is good.
Yep. Yep. So,
well, hopefully, I mean, it's not like we snubbed anybody or anybody on this one.
No, I'm a big supporter of our community.
If we didn't love it, we wouldn't be living there.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. For 7 years. I don't know how long have you. No, we haven't been there that long. But in general, you don't like it, leave.
It's pretty laid back
it
for the
is.
Most part. But
it is.
Yeah.
Pretty laid back.
You got some things. Are you telling Andy to leave?
Are you telling those e-bike kids to get out of here?
No. Oh, no. I do think. Okay, we're done. I was going to say.
Oh, boy. level four, level five.
No,
coming up,
I was thinking of different states, like where my parents are in Arizona, like the 55 and older community, you know, where they golf and pickleball all the time. I think their rules are way more stringent than ours. Yeah. So like, let's just be grateful for where we are. Mm-hmm. If you pick the wrong paint color, you might have to change it, but you know, mow that lawn.
I've always, everything's on the up and up.
do your civic duty and take care of your property.
Don't mind the deer hanging in Andy's garage, but
I do get a lot of people kind of drive a little slow when they see the deer swinging in the garage.
Or the pig. Didn't you have a pig?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
You're a little redneck.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Big time.
It happens.
There goes the neighborhood when Andy moves in.
Right. That's exactly what they're saying.
All right. Well, you guys got anything else?
Nah.
No? Okay. Nice little HOA conversation. Halloween coming up.
Yeah.
Hopefully we got to figure out some Halloween special. I don't know. It might be too late. We'll figure something out.
I caught a funny little quip of some comedians talking about Hubie.
I love it.
You should send it to this guy. Remember, that's his favorite movie.
That movie's hilarious.
Did you ever watch it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's funny. It's pretty funny.
It's a good one.
It's worth the watch.
All righty.
All right.
Peace.
Okay. See ya.
Later.